Well, good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well today. Friends, with all of the turmoil that is happening in the world today, do you ever find yourselves at times feeling overwhelmed by all of this bad news? It seems the amount of tragedy around the world steadily grows. Wickedness seems to be more pervasive than it's ever been. But if you are feeling overwhelmed, I have some good news for you. Brethren, God is still on the throne and Jesus is coming back. Brethren, how you view the return of Jesus will greatly influence how you view much of the current turbulence in the world. Trust me on this. I am speaking from experience. I used to possess an end times view that left me feeling desperate and almost hopeless. Now, while I realized that Christ's second coming was something to look forward to, it seemed everything leading up to his return was going to be one tragedy and one defeat after another. Now, don't get me wrong. Jesus warned us that we would experience tribulation in this life. Feeling unsettled about current events is natural and, in many ways, appropriate. But there is a big difference between feeling unsettled and allowing hopelessness to set in. Again, I am speaking from experience. Now, years ago, actually decades ago, I was attending a Bible college. I was in a class studying the book of Revelation. Now, for anyone who has ever tried to read or to understand the book of Revelation, it can be a very depressing challenge. The book of Revelation speaks of violence, worldwide wars, killings, pestilences, famines, and the like. It can be a very gloomy, disturbing book. But the professor who taught that class way back when summarized the entire book of Revelation with this statement, quote, "Things get bad, things get worse, things get a lot worse, but in the end, God wins." Since hearing those words, I have tried to embrace this assessment. Because, after all is said and done, the bottom line is this. Christ will return, His kingdom will come, and God's will finally will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Brethren, let each of us embrace these glorious facts and remember, in the end, God wins. Amen.